Somebody who wants to write over his property to his sons, he wants to give his property to one son or to a few of his sons, and he wants it to go into effect only after his death, and a person does not have the power to give him a matana that will go into effect after his death. Rabbi Huda said that he must write in the shtar matana that the gift should go into effect mehayom, from that very day, but that the father should have the usage until his death. So therefore, ula'achar misa, only after his death does the son have the right to the usage of the property. Until then, the father would use the property and eat the produce that grows on the property. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Enotzar. Rabbi Yossi says it is not necessary for the father to write in the shtar matana mehayom ula'achar misa. He could simply write ula'achar misa. And since the shtar is dated from that day, it is understood that the gift goes into effect from that day. Just the father wrote ula'achar misa to reserve for himself the right to the usage of the property and to eat the produce until his death. Hakosev mechasav lebno la'achar moso. Somebody who wrote over his property to his son after his death, that he wrote mehayom ula'achar misa, ha'av eno yachol limkor mipnei shehen ksuvin laben, v'haben eno yachol limkor mipnei shehen bereshus ha'av. The father would have no right to sell the property since the property has already been written over to the son. The son owns the property. The father only has the right to the usage of the property. And the son also could not sell the property since the father does have the right to the usage of the property. Makar ha'av mechurin ad sheyamos. If the father did sell the property, the sale would only be valid until his death. Upon the death of the father, the son would take the property away from the lokeach, and the father could only sell what he has, and he only has the right to the usage of the property until his death. Makar ha'ben ein lo lokeach behen klum ad sheyamos ha'av. If the son sold the property before the death of his father, the buyer would not have the right to use the property until the death of the father, as the son cannot sell what he does not have, and the son does not have the right to the usage of the property while his father is still alive. Ha'av toleish umachel l'chol mi sheyirza umach sheheniach tolosh harehu sheyirza. The father has the right to pick any produce that grows on a property that he wrote over to his son mehayom ula'achar misa, and he can feed the produce to anybody who he chooses. And what he picked while he was alive and was still existent at the time of his death belongs to all the yorshim together. It does not belong only to the person who is receiving the gift. And since he picked it while he was still alive, it belongs to the father, and therefore all the yorshim have a right to the fruit that was picked. Now, if there was produce that was still attached to the ground at the time of the father's death, then the person who was receiving the matana would also have the right to that produce. The other yorshim would not have a right to it since it was still attached to the ground at the time of the father's death. Hiniach banim gdoilim uketanim. Somebody who died and he had adult children and younger children, ein hagdolim misparnasin alaktanim v'lo haktanim nizoinin alakdolim. The adult children have no right to take from the pot, to take from the Yerusha, before it is split for their clothing expenses, even if the younger children are also taking from the Yerusha for their clothing expenses, since the clothing expenses of adults is more than for children. This is not a fair split. They would only be able to take from their own share after the split for their clothing expenses, and also the younger children would not have the right to take for food expenses from the pot, from the Yerusha, before it is split, even if the adult children are also taking for their food expenses from the pot, as food expenses for younger children is more, since they tend to eat at more frequent intervals, small amounts at a time, a lot goes to waste, so therefore, this is not a fair split. Ela cholkin b'shava. Instead, the Yerusha should be split equally among the brothers, and then they would take from their own share for their expenses. Nasu hakadolim, yisu haktan. If the adult children took from the pot they took from the Arusha before the split for their wedding expenses. Then the younger children, when they get older and get married, would also have the right to take from the pot for their own wedding expenses. V'im avru haketanim, hare anu nosim kederech shenasasem atem ein shomim lahem ela ma shenasam lahem avihem nasam. If the adult children had gotten married already before the death of the father, and the father had paid for their wedding expenses, and now upon the death of the father, the younger children want to take from the Yerusha before the split for their own wedding expenses, and they say since the father had paid for the older children's wedding expenses, that they also have the right to take from the middle for their wedding expenses, we do not listen to them. They have no right to do so, as we do not take into account what the father spent before he died, only what is spent from the Yerusha after his death, and since the older children are not taking from the Yerusha for their wedding expenses, the younger children also have no right to do so. Sechet Baba Basra Parates Mishnah Ches Hiniach Banos Gdolos Uktanos. Somebody who died and he had only daughters. He had adult daughters and younger daughters. Since he had no sons or daughters, inherit his property. Ein HaGdolos Misparnasos Alaktanos Velo Aktanos Nizonos Al HaGdolos. The older girls would have no right to take from the pot, to take from the Arusha before it is split for their clothing expenses, even if the younger girls are also taking from the pot for their clothing expenses. Still, since the clothing expenses for older girls are more than for younger girls, this would not be fair. And so too, the younger girls would have no right to take from the middle for their food expenses, even if the older girls are also taking for their food expenses from the Arusha before the split. The reason being is that since younger girls tend to eat at more frequent intervals, small amounts at a time, and a lot of food goes to waste, so therefore their food expenses are higher than for older girls. Ella, Cholkos, Beshava. Instead, the Arusha should be split equally among all the girls, and each one would take from their own share for their expenses. Nasu Gdolos, Yisu Ktanos. If the older girls got married after their father's death and took from the Arusha before it was split for their wedding expenses, then the younger girls would also have the right when they get older and get married to take from the middle for their wedding expenses. V'im amru ktanos, hare anu nosos kederech shenasasen aten ein shomim lahem. If the older girls had gotten married while their father was still alive and the father had paid for their wedding expenses, and now upon the father's death, the younger girls want to get married and take from the Arusha before the split for their wedding expenses, just like the father had paid for the older girls' wedding expenses, they do not have the right to do so. We do not listen to them, as we do not take into account what the father spent while he was still alive. And since after the father's death, the older girls did not take from the pot for their wedding expenses, the younger girls also have no right to do so. Zechaymer babanois. There is a chumrah that would be when the daughters inherit the property when there are no sons, that this chumrah would not be when the sons inherit the property and the girls do not inherit. Shahabanos nizonos al habanim ve'ein nizonos al habanos. That when the sons inherit the property of their father, even though the daughters have no right for the Yerusha, but the sons have to support the younger girls that are under 12 until they reach of age from their Yerusha. As this is a Tanakh Ksuba, it is written into the Ksuba that upon the father's death, the sons would support the younger girls from their Yerusha. But this would not be true when there are only girls and the daughters inherit the property. The older girls would not have to support the younger girls. As in the Tanakh Ksuba, it only said that the sons would support the daughters, not that the daughters would support the younger daughters. So therefore, instead, the Arusha would be split equally among all the girls, and each girl would support themselves from their own share.